to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, still pursuing reconciliation. I did take a trip. I got a haircut, something I do about twice a year. On my way out, going down the driveway, the timing was amazing, because as I was going down the driveway, I saw the post office, the postman's truck at my mailbox. And so by the time I got to the end of the driveway, he had gone to the next house already, and the first postcard is on the way. So I'm guessing it'll arrive perhaps even tomorrow. And I wonder what the reaction will be. It's going to the woman I love. And she's going to see. It's rather obvious. She's going to see a picture that should be very familiar. And the words from Erica Lee, they are one till death. You know, which is consistent with the idea that I proclaim marriage begins with sex and ends with death. So it started. The first card is out. We'll see what happens. Because obviously a second one will go out tomorrow, and then obviously you get a day break. But anyway, other thing that I do wonder about. You may be familiar with there was the one church that they put a fence around in Canada, and I believe the pastor was taken to jail. There's another pastor in Canada, and what kind of strikes me is he's Polish. So I feel, you know, slight kinship. Obviously, I'm kind of distant from that because, you know, it's grandparents, but still. He disinvited a group of police that came to his door on Easter Sunday. And it made worldwide news. And then they came again. And he basically told them, again, leave. And there's now a warrant out for his arrest. You know, for proclaiming obedience to Christ. Oh, what a terrible thing to do, isn't it? But one of the things he did is he called these people Gestapo and Nazis and things of that nature. Even made a comment about you're dressed in black, just like the Gestapo. And the thing that's interesting about that is, I don't know, you may have heard somebody say that we're the Fourth Reich. Who would that be? Oh, yeah. That's me. So maybe besides the fact he's Polish, he's making the same claim that I've been making. And of course, obviously, neither of us are unique in this. But it is the same thing. But the issue is, you know, this man is less than perfect. I can relate because I am too. But he has enough courage to say no to the state. For that, I have given, you know, maybe I shouldn't say brownie points, but brown shirt points. Because, you know, that's, I do think we're going to see that same thing again if you look at the history of the brown shirts and then the SS. You know, the brown shirts were, they got the masses. This is the Antifa, Black Lives Matters, and so forth. Those people, they're being used. And once power is established, the brown shirts were set aside and the SS became the power. You think it'll happen in the U.S.? Watch. I think it's happening very much in the same way. There was a pastor in the U.K. who, for proclaiming that the Bible says that a man marries a woman and not other men, They arrested him. Well, marriage begins with sex and ends with death. And that is between a man and a woman only. There is no other option. Everything else goes under the umbrella term of porneia. It is a rejection of God. And what I just said is hate speech in the UK, in Canada, and in my own family. And that's where it really hurts. Proclaiming obedience to Christ to my own family. And they run and hide and show hate and send the police or the sheriff, go to court, spitting in the face of God. You know, I've used the Galatians 2 as a point to invite Jim Cross to reconcile with the hope of the 2 Peter 3. I guess it needs to be applied to my wife too. Dorothy Jane, you are correct when you say Jesus is the Redeemer. But he's a Redeemer to his elect. His elect show that they're his elect by when Christ said, if you love me, obey my commandments. You are not. So as Paul called out Peter, Dorothy Jane, you have abandoned obedience to Christ. Don't abandon Christ. Please. Of all the people in the world, for me, there is no one more important. I love you intensely. And I'm going to speak the truth to you. Again, when Paul says, have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? Dorothy Jane, your actions are of the world. I ask you, please, in obedience to Christ, and out of love for the Lord and our kids, repent. My lady, I love you.